Hey, Brian Cook, my man thought that he wasn't heading to Carlton last week, despite the fact that there was some large remuneration thrown, but yep. They got their man in the end, and
that's a great get.
Really, really big get for the
That's Blues. A great get. That is a great, great get. So congratulations to Carlton and them for being able to pull all that together, because he now has the huge task, and this is, as reported, they still believe that Al Clarkson, he can have one last swing at Al Clarkson, and he might be able to get him over the line. So, obviously,
Can get him, or are they just going to ask the question?
No, I think that they think, or he thinks, it's still worth a chance.
Yeah, that's okay. I understand that. Let's go and ask one more. But do they go there with any expectation? Or do they go there because they just have to have one more crack with now that Cookie's in the seat?
I can't answer that question. I know that having spoken to people over the weekend that they haven't completely given up on him. Having said that, they've got it right down to the very pointy end in terms of their selection process and their search for the next coach as well.
Also read in the, I think it was in the Age, are they waiting to see what happens with this weekend's grand final, because Stephen King, highly regarded, and Adam Uzay, highly regarded, are involved?
I don't know. I read that too, but I more of the belief.
You think they might announce this week?
Well, I read that somewhere where they may announce this week, yes. And it was down to two. It was down to Adam Kingsley or Michael Voss.
If I had to put you on the spot?
Oh, Craig, I don't really have any inside information. What about you?
Voss.
You go Voss ahead of, yep. Because of the experiences that he's had?
No, just the rumblings. These are just rumblings.
Yeah.
But again, Adam Kingsley is very highly regarded by people I respect in the industry. So, Brian Cook's probably the most important appointment they can have. So, well done. That's a big win for Luke Sayers. I think he needed a win, and he got one.
No, he did. He most definitely did, but what we know about Cookie is that, the culture that they have built at Geelong and that has withstood the test of time is really strong, and it's a really powerful organisation. You know, people can have a crack at them about not winning flags, but they've been up there and around about. But it's not just winning flags. It's about the way that the players and the club themselves conduct themselves. So that's been probably something that he's been maybe the chief architect of, given the fact that he was the CEO there for a long time. So that's something that he'll bring to Carlton immediately.
Yeah, Blues would take 11 prelims in 16 years or whatever it is, as would most every club.
Yeah. Exactly. What part of Clarkson saying he's not interested do you not understand? ! Seriously. Well, to that person that's sending it through, this is real. That Carlton may not understand that either, but they're going to have one last swing at him.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone's saying that they don't believe what he's saying, but they're going to try and change his mind. And can I tell you something else? That person that sent that through might have posted exactly the same message when Clarko said he was staying at Hawthorn. What part of Clarkson saying he's staying and would not break a contract do you not understand? Seriously. And then we know it happened a week later.
Yes. Do you think If it was a different world and we weren't in COVID and Clarko could travel or be overseas right now or whatever, it may be a completely different conversation you might be having with him right now.
He'd probably be gone if that was the case.
Exactly, and he'd have plans to be doing all sorts of things next year.